Both reinforcer assessment formats allow us to determine whether stimuli are reinforcing, meaning assess reinforcer potency. However, they have advantages and disadvantages. For single operant reinforcer assessment, it is easy to conduct. You only evaluate one potential reinforcer per assessment. However, this reinforcer assessment does not provide information on relative reinforcement effects of different reinforcers. For concurrent schedule reinforcer assessment, it is easy to complete. You will evaluate two or more potential reinforcers per assessment. The response allocation from this assessment is an indication of relative reinforcement effects. The concurrent schedule reinforcer assessment allows us to evaluate how manipulation of the consequence for a response affects the probability of the other concurrently available response. For example, if one response requirement increases, does response allocation change? In other words, because the client may access different reinforcers, but each reinforcer is associated with a different response, the client will need to choose to allocate his time to engaging in either both responses for a similar proportion of the session, engage in one response more than the other, or perhaps engage in only one of them throughout the session. However, this reinforcer assessment may underestimate the reinforcing efficacy of items. For example, if a client chooses to allocate all of the session to one response, it will appear as the other stimulus is not reinforcing, but it may actually maintain responding if this is the only consequence available.